It was so wrong. Why were so many people imprisoned over one protest in Bristol? By Tom Wall. On the afternoon of the 21st of March, 2021, Fleur Moody hurried through the graffiti-sprayed back streets of Bristol. She and her partner were on their way to join a march against proposed laws that would give the police extensive new powers to clamp down on protests. They caught up with the march just before it streamed into a park overlooking the city's harbour. Moody, who was 26 at the time, was getting her life back on track after years of mental health problems and addiction. She sat on the grass with friends sharing food and drinks in the last of the sunshine. "I was quite fragile," she told me recently. "But I've always believed people have a right to protest and have their voices heard." Just before 7 p.m, Moody and her friends left the park to join protesters who were marching through the centre of the city. Photos and videos show Moody smiling and chanting as she marched. The group came to a halt on Bridewell Street, which was already packed with people who'd been protesting in front of a police station since the late afternoon. In the tightly packed crowd, Moody lost her bag and became separated from her partner. "I was pushing my way through to see what was stopping everyone and to see if he was at the front," she said. "When I got there, I thought, whoa, this is serious shit." Moody found herself face to face with police officers in riot gear who were driving protesters back with their shields. She was shoved to the ground. As she got up, she kicked an officer's plastic shield. Moody has no memory of what happened next. Police body-worn camera video footage, which was later disclosed to her solicitor, shows police officers at 7:21 p.m. using their batons to strike people at the front of the crowd. There is no footage of the moment Moody was herself struck on the head, but the cameras captured the reaction of those nearby who witnessed the blow. Someone calls out, "She's unconscious! She's unconscious! You beat her unconscious!" People in the crowd can be heard calling out to the officers, "You're the one who knocked her out," and, "You did that."